Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9 for opening day.
Deep to left field! You've got to be kidding me!
Here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time with this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help.
Welcome to hour two from East River 9. The entire station will be out here till 6. Paul Gallant will follow me, and of course, the Killer Bees after that. And if you're coming out here, you got a chance to enjoy quite a bit. Of course, the tournament games, they'll show you those. Opening day with the Astros, we got TVs to watch those. And of course, if you want to be outside playing golf, you can do that as well. Great views of the city looking into downtown. And on Saturdays and Sundays through May, they're going to have a crawfish boil. Come out here for that as well. But while you consider that, consider this. Raheel Ramzanali joins us right now. He is the host of CityCast, a great podcast to keep you updated on what's going on in the city of Houston. And beyond that, the podcast and what Raheel's going to talk about, he does have some news regarding a new venture, or maybe a new old venture. So we'll get to that as well. What's up, Raheel?
What's up, Belly Bear? How are you?
Don't call me that. Don't call
That's my nickname for you. You call me Heezy, I call you Gallagher.
In fact, you've never heard me call you Heezy. I don't call you Heezy. I call you Raheel.
Only my close friends call
me
Heezy.
Yeah, I am not, and we're barely acquaintances, so I just call you Raheel. Call you by your government name. So Raheel Ramzanali is going to be just your full name every time. Raheel Ramzanali joins us of CityCast. So, of course, a lot of things going on in Houston. I mean, I don't know if you'll talk about the cows on the road on 45. That was a story.
That was crazy.
You didn't send me that as a note to talk about, but that did happen earlier this week.
Yeah, it did. You know, that the herd of cattle got out. I believe it was 31 cattle that got out, and it was wild to see, like, cowboys, first responders, regular citizens trying to help get these, you know, cattle back on in their trailer. It happened up on 45 North in the Spring area. But it was, like, okay, it was the most Houston thing ever, and none of us were fazed. Like, it was just like, oh, this H-Town being H-Town.
Yeah, it was a thing to cover, but it wasn't a major thing. Okay, they'll figure that out. I did say if you were stuck and had to deal with that, it just messes your day up. Like, if they've got cows on the road and traffic is blocked, I would just turn around and go home. This is not my day. I just assume.
But you couldn't even turn around.
Yeah, I know. But even when it cleared up, can't turn around, but when it clears up, I'm just telling whoever I had to meet, whatever job I had to go to, today's not the day for me. Look, you're going to get a better response and performance from me tomorrow, because today I had to sit in traffic because cows got out. As you said, the most Houston thing ever. Not many people being bothered by it. Okay, so that happened earlier this week. That's a fun story.
One more thing on that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if you are the first or second row of cars that is stuck behind that, you know, that trailer that let loose, and or the trailer opened up, the cattle got out, and you're heading to work or you're heading for an important business meeting, and you're the first one to call that person, like, hey, look, I'm not going to make it. Like, you won't believe this, but clearly cows got out, because it hadn't hit the news at that point. Would they believe you? Would you believe somebody?
It depends on your track record. I wouldn't believe you, but but I think someone might believe me. It all depends on your track record with that person. If you're a person who never misses work, you're always on time, and you drop, hey, cows got loose, trust me, it'll be a story in like 25 minutes, I think they're good. Because cattle getting loose is crazy, but it's Houston, so people could kind of understand it. There are other people who are just flat-out liars and are always late to everything, and they're like, shut up. Just get to work. Stop lying.
Gosh. It all depends. I'm going to use that excuse.
It's too late. So you think people are going to believe it's a yearly event that cows break free?
You won't believe this. Yeah, cows got out. You just use that as an excuse now. It's part of our excuse card.
when you're late to a recording with CityCast, try it next year and see if people buy it. See how your producer responds to you not showing up on time. Speaking of CityCast, I'm sure you guys cover everything that anyone should know about the city of Houston, but there are a couple stories you were interested in talking about. And let's start with game in the system for millions of dollars.
Okay. Have you heard about this? This group called RookTX, 2 years ago, they conned or gamed the Texas lottery system, all right? Have you heard about this at all?
I had not until you sent me the note, so I started to look it up.
Okay. Let me break it down for you, okay? I'm going to give you just a high level. There's a lot of, like, intricacies in this, but basically this group bought every single combination possible, okay, to win this $95 million jackpot 2 years ago. That's roughly 26 million combinations, and they had to buy it in a three-day span because there's the regulations where you have to buy it in this short window. Basically, what happened was they won, obviously, because they had every single combination, but there was an investigation into this. The Houston Chronicle did some digging into this. There was involvement with lottery officials, the official lottery website. In fact, the director gave this group the green light to buy, millions of numbers in a short period of time. And now there are bills being discussed at the state legislature right now. You know, the politicians, everyone's meeting right now. Every 2 years they meet. But basically there's like the talks of, do you just eliminate the lottery because this happened? Obviously, can we put something in place where, hey, can somebody not buy up all the combinations? Like, how was that not in place to start, that somebody can come in and buy all that? You spend $25 million and you win $95 million, even though they opted for the large sum. I think it's like $58 million, roughly.
Right around
so
there.
So you're still going to benefit. Like, how was this not in place before?
Now, let me ask you a question, and it goes back to the history of a show we did together. Is this theft or finessing the game? If you invest $25 million to win $57, it's a finesse, right? There are no rules in place to stop you.
Yeah.
You didn't break the law. They gave you the money. It's the ultimate invest in yourself type of
yeah.
thing.
And if of course, any group that has that much, do it. I mean,
I am bothered that the group is not from Texas. Aren't they from like Jersey?
Yeah, it was like, an outside group. So
yeah.
I don't know. Like, even that doesn't even bother me. Like, hey, guess what? You figured something out. But so there are issues here when it comes to what they did. While it's not illegal to buy every single combination, the way they did it, like you're supposed to do it in person, handwritten, all this stuff, they use iPads and QR codes to like speed it up. So like that could be a reason, where it's not legal, but I don't know. I mean, there was no outright law that says, hey, you can't do this. So I'm saying finesse.
It is definitely a finesse. It's not against the law. I wish it would have gone to some smart people from Texas. Instead, it went to some smart people from Jersey who called them.
Keep
the money in the state.
Economy.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to finesse the entire state, at least be a resident of the state when you do it. They named themselves, the group named themselves like Rook, Texas or something like that, but they're situated in Jersey. Before we go on to a more serious topic, does this make you feel better or worse about Cam Smith? On one of his latest IG posts, he went all in on that viral video of the guy who dips his face in Saratoga water. He is dressed in a nice fit. He's got a Saratoga bottle and like a bucket from a hotel, ice bucket from a hotel. And apparently he's a Saratoga partner.
Who was it? I didn't hear. You broke
Cam
up.
Cam Smith.
I like
better
it.
Or worse.
You know what? I like it. Let him have fun. He's like experiencing this new high, and he's going to be on the roster. He's going to be playing. I like it. Let him have fun. Why not?
Okay. I don't mind
he's
it.
New. If this was like Altuve doing it, I'd be like, come on. Altuve, you've seen and done so much. You don't need to do this. You don't need to jump on this viral trend.
Yeah, you're 30-something years old. Leave it alone. Cam Smith is a different story. And he hasn't struck out with two men on in the bottom of the eighth, so I can't be upset with him about anything yet. So let him get all this stuff out of the way now before at some point, if he turns into a player who isn't living up to the hype, people will reference everything that he's done and take the shots, because that's how the world works. But right now, he's got a clean slate. Go out there and ball, man, and you'll be okay.
Can
okay,
I ask
so,
you about?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I want to ask you about the Astros real quickly. Like, I'm not following it day to day like y'all are, and y'all have great coverage. And I've heard you talk about this. I've seen the videos. Can you, in like 30 seconds, explain to me why Jose Altuve is out in the outfield? Like, what? Why? I still don't get the why. I understand it's happening. I don't understand the why.
Okay, as a non-baseball person who has been listening to everyone explain it, and it sounds like it's reasonable, he is a diminishing talent at second base. His defense has gotten worse and worse and worse. They believe any defensive issues he has in left, now they weren't accounting for just flat-out dropping fly balls, but any issues he has in left are mitigated by where he is. He'll have less opportunities for his problems to affect the team as a whole. Whereas second, there'll be more opportunities to make mistakes and more defensive opportunities to affect the team. So, hey, we'll put him out on the left. Hopefully he gets the drop and fly ball thing out of the way. And so even if he's a below-average left fielder, it ain't the same impact as being a below-average second baseman. And you want that bat still in the lineup, so you put him out there. Mm-hmm. You get whoever you decide to play a second on a day-to-day basis. And, of course, you have Yordan as a DH, which probably is another thing. They don't want to put any stress on Yordan to avoid any injuries.
Okay, that makes sense. And then Dubon's playing second for sure?
I don't know what's for sure there. Is it Brendan Rodgers who they brought in, or is it Dubon? How much center?
Sure, who's Brendan Rodgers?
Brendan
like
Rodgers.
Marvel character.
No, that's Steve's younger brother that no one cares about. It's Brendan Rodgers. He is a former Rocky who blamed Coors Field for his inability to hit on the road.
Okay, fair. You know what? That's fine. Rocky Mountain High. I get it.
So we will see if now that he's no longer a slave to the altitude of Coors Field, if he becomes a better player hitting away from that ballpark. So
okay.
So that is why this is going on. And by the way, there's news about what the train will look like. It will be unveiled today, but the Chronicle's got a sneak peek. You'll have to wait if you want to listen to that breaking news that the Chronicle already broke in our next segment. But Raheel did want to get to something else. Pollen season, I'm not an allergic person. The first thing I learned I was allergic to was by happenstance, because I had eaten melon all my life, whether it be a watermelon or any type of melon. And it turns out, you know that little scratchy thing you get in your throat? That's you being allergic. I didn't know what that was. It's not a big deal. I can still eat a melon and my throat won't close up, but it does get a little scratchy, and I found out, hey, you're a bit allergic. That's what that is. But this thing you're about to bring up, a lot of people deal with.
Yeah, we're one of the worst cities. You know, out of 100 cities, we came in at 26. We were previously 14 of, the worst cities for allergies, and this month has been terrible. So I'll give you a number. They measure it, per, particle, cubic meter, whatever it is, right? But that number of oak pollen, if it's at 2,000, that's when it starts, impacting people. It hit almost 8,000 earlier this month, and all week in Houston has been in the 5,000 range. It's bad right now when it comes to pollen. It's only going to get worse. Like wheat pollen in a couple of months, we're estimated to have one of the highest wheat pollen season. So it's going to be bad. I can't even open my eyes. That's what I literally, my eyes are so puffy right now. It's not because I'm exhausted from, chasing kids around and stuff or not being able to sleep. It's because of this pollen that's in the air.
Wow, I can't relate. Honestly, I know it's a big issue for people. It's a big problem. You're taking anything you can to avoid it. But just being allergic to anything but a melon or an almond has not been an issue with me. Almonds and melons are what I have to deal with.
Watermelon,
cantaloupe, everything. All of it. It's mostly cantaloupe. The scratch is a little more abrasive when I have cantaloupe. But other than that, I'm pretty good. But I get it. I know pollen is a big deal for a lot of people. Sean, are you allergic to
cantaloupe?
Anything?
It's its own category.
It's true.
Cantaloupe doesn't count as a melon.
It's
like a sweet melon or a watermelon are the two melons.
Cantaloupe doesn't count as a melon.
No, the cantaloupe is in the SEC, but it's Vanderbilt. Do we really count it?
Texas is an SEC.
What are you talking? We're one of marquee schools. We are the preeminent.
I'm giving you a compliment. Don't become a person who has to identify as an SEC member. I'm giving you a compliment. Texas is its own brand. I don't even think of them as an SEC school. They happen to play in the conference, but they're still Texas. I don't think of them as SEC.
We're a pomegranate. We're pomegranates. Sneak into the melon family.
Cantaloupe, a melon, often called a musk melon, known for its sweet, aromatic, and usually orange flesh, and an allergy that Del Olea just figured out 2 years ago. That's the AI overview of cantaloupe.
You have to go to AI for that.
You were fighting me on it. I had to give you a definition of what a cantaloupe is.
Oh man! Hey, one last thing. This is the best weekend. When we did the show, I always was forward to this weekend where we had opening day, March Madness, and of course the Cougars being in the Sweet 16 for six straight years, which is unbelievable. Like, that is so amazing. I hope they win it this year. I have been winning it this year. I think this is a different team. Then you got the Open. Then you've got the Houston Roughnecks. We're in action on Friday night, so get your tickets.
You say
this is a great time.
Now, you say we, and tell the people why you're saying we.
I am back with the Houston Roughnecks as their stadium host. I did it back in 2020, the season that got cut by the pandemic. Then when they brought the XFL back in 2023, I did it with Kennedy Smith, the daughter of Patty Smith, very talented broadcaster. And then I took the year off last year, and I am back now this year as the Roughnecks are under the UFL, which is, of course, owned by The Rock and Danny Garcia. So I'm excited to be back, and it's back at TDECU. Last year it was at Rice, and, that stadium's massive, right? And we are now back at TDECU. It's going to be a party, man. It's going to be so much fun. So get your tickets. I'm excited to see everyone out there. And, I've done a lot in my career. I've been lucky and blessed. And still, when people meet me, they're like, oh, man, when are you going back to the Roughnecks? Like, that's what they remember. That's pretty cool because it was that much fun in 2020 and 2023. So I'm pumped to be back, man.
I remember people were very excited about that team. It didn't hurt that they were good, the best team in the league before it was before the season was short-circuited. And the environment there and what you provided along with the fans who showed up, it was a good time. So I'm glad that you're back doing that. I'm glad it's back at TDECU. So it should be a good experience that spring football is back in the city of Houston. So that's Raheel Ramzali, the host of CityCast. You can find that podcast wherever you listen to a podcast. And I was looking up what the current podcast episode is about, and it's about food, right?
Yeah, so the one we published today is looking at the six best food festivals going on across the city in the upcoming month. There's a lot to be had, like barbecue festivals, oyster and seafood fest. There's two taco festivals. One includes a concert by Lil Jon. Okay, I didn't know Lil Jon was coming to the city of Houston for a taco festival, but he will be here. And then there's one that has, Lucha Libre wrestling at the Post. So there's a lot going down. And then we also, the one on Wednesday I'm really excited about is an episode about what makes a Houstonian a Houstonian. So, you're not a real Houstonian until you've seen cattle on 45 North, right? Stuff like that. So, we mix in food, culture, and, of course, news and what's happening locally in government and also across the state.
Yeah, so you can go to the website, houston.citycast.fm, and, of course, go to Spotify or Apple and type in CityCast, and it'll be there for you as well. That's Raheel Ramzali. He joins us pretty much weekly, certainly when he can, and we'll talk to him next week. Appreciate it, Raheel. Talk to you next week.
All right. Dale, thank you so much. Have fun at East River 9. Go play some pickleball for me, okay?
I don't do anything for anyone, certainly not pickleball for you, but that's Raheel Ramzali.
Bye, Delhi.
Don't call me that. I told you that already. Raheel Ramzali joins us when he can. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us next week. We've got some news regarding the Astros. The lineup is out. Raheel was wondering who Brendan Rodgers is, and I had to explain it to him. We'll tell you if Brendan Rodgers is in the opening day starting lineup, and along with the biggest news of the day, the sneak peek of what the train is going to look like when you walk into that ballpark, or maybe when you see a home run fly out of the yard today. All right, we'll get to that when we come back.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9, here's Del Olalea.
Nick Taggart, as he likes to do, tweeted out the opening day lineup for the Astros. And Altuve, of course, will lead off with Paredes at second. Paredes in the second spot. Alvarez will be hitting third, and that's something that Joe Espada talked about earlier. And then you've got Christian Walker in the cleanup spot with Yainer in the five hole. Pena, sixth. Cam Smith, seventh. Brendan Rodgers, eighth. And Jake Myers will be your center fielder for today with Fromber on the mound. So not a surprise. Maybe you wondered who would start at second, but that feels like what you're going to see as long as they're healthy throughout the year. And, of course, it makes sense to do that starting opening day. So your lineup is out for the Astros as they get the season started here shortly. I won't say it's ho-hum, but there's no surprises there. There was some thought that maybe Dubon would be at second, but Brendan Rodgers has impressed people this spring, and despite the jokes I made in the last segment about him putting some blame on Coors Field for his inability to hit away from the ballpark, he has done enough in the Astros' eyes to get that start. The new acquisition will be your starting second baseman.
And, Dell, we have more Brendan Rodgers news.
What is it?
His jersey number this year, he will be wearing the number one.
He will be wearing the famous number one, made famous most recently by Carlos Correa. So Brendan Rodgers, second base, wearing the number one.
He wants us to forget all about Carlos Correa.
I'm sure that was his goal. Hey, guys, you know that player who hasn't been here for several years? Forget about him. There's a new number one in town.
It's Brendan Rodgers, the guy who Chandler Rome said was the last guy to make the roster.
So the last guy to make the roster starts on opening day?
That's what he said.
How does that work?
Maybe they just like the matchup against Clay Holmes.
It's possible. It's not like the NBA where the starting five is the starting five, particularly during the regular season where matchups aren't really considered. It would make some sense if they like the matchup, and Sean, I don't know if that we know that, but if they do think the matchup is favorable, you start Brendan Rodgers. It doesn't have to be a ceremonial thing where, of course, like as I said in basketball, where the starting five is the starting five no matter what. I think it's likely that they think this is a better fit than maybe putting Dubon in there.
It could also just be that he was literally the last guy announced to make the team, not he was the last guy.
Yeah, we would need some context from Chandler
because
Rome.
They don't rank him. They don't rank him like in number 24. It's not the AP poll that they do for the number one, Altuve, you've made the team. Okay, no surprises here. And they go down the list.
Yeah, did Brendan Rodgers know on Saturday that he was on the team and they just happened to make it public, much like the Cam Smith thing where they look like they kept that as a surprise for him. But I think the entire, at least the guys who made all the decisions, knew he was going to be on the team far before they called his parents in.
So on the 25th, so that was Tuesday?
Yeah.
At 4 p.m., Chandler Rome said, the Astros still have not settled on their final roster spot between Brendan Rodgers and Zach Short, Joe Espada said.
So either was Zach Short in line to start at second today? Because as an infielder,
check his splits. See if he's good against.
He's a shortstop by trade.
Clay Holmes, and then later that day, or no, the next day, later that day at 11 p.m. Brendan Rodgers got the final spot on the Astros opening day roster, the club announced, from Chandler Rome.
So Short is an infielder who can play second, shortstop, or third.
Yeah.
But Brendan Rodgers...
He's the West Virginia basketball of this roster.
So in this comparison, Brendan Rodgers is on a Final Four run? You go from barely making the roster to starting on opening day?
Yeah, hopefully
he's the NC State of last year?
Yeah, some shock of smart in him.
Yeah. Hopefully it works out for him.
He's been mediocre except for this giant run he's going to be on, so it sounds like Shaka Smart.
That's your Texas hate coming out. It's fine. You're allowed. It's fine. Shaka Smart just catching a stray for no reason. What am I catching something for? My team's no longer in the tournament. Well, that's why you're catching the stray. Because your team always leaves the current tournament earlier than it should.
I saw you win 13 games in a season with Jared Allen on your team.
That's rough. You got a starting center who goes on to be an NBA contributor and what, an all-star?
The starting center on like a 65-win team.
No, and yet, couldn't build a team around him to go at least 500. It's the curse of Texas basketball. And hopefully, for your sake, Sean Miller fixes that. I should ask Real. He wanted Royale Ivy to be the head coach. Instead, it goes to Sean Miller, recently of Xavier.
Yeah,
and
booster
Arizona.
Core divided. I think there's going to be a fracture.
I don't know. I don't
Maybe
know
he's
that
withholding some of.
I don't know that Raheel is a booster. I know he has a Longhorn tattoo on himself, but I don't know if that translated to him giving money to the school. He may say, "I gave all the money I could to that school."
Oh,
15
attend?
To 20 years ago. I'm yeah, done with that. I'm done doing that.
That could be seen as a donation.
I funded you guys for years. Why do I have to keep doing that? Like, I don't know what the tuition was at the time, but
I paid Colt McCoy's salary.
You could say, well, I mean, Texas would tell you what salary, and then everyone would go, stop it, Texas. Stop playing games. Even back then. So if you are a person who goes to Texas for 4 years, I think Raheel may have gone for two. I think he went to UTSA his first couple years. That's what he doesn't talk about, the shameful 2 years at UTSA. But if you go to Texas for 4 years, what is that, Sean? As a more recent grad than Raheel, is that you're in the, what, 250 range? What is that for an in-state student as far as 4 years of tuition?
So just the tuition itself in-state, so it's about 12 per year.
It's 12. Oh, okay. I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like 50 per year.
For in-state.
In-state. Out-of-state.
Out-of-state's 42. 42.
Okay. Got it. So what? So,
but then, like,
so,
housing, like they—that's where they get you. So.
They get you on the housing, yeah. And the athletic fees.
I don't know if there's any athletic fees. I didn't see it on the itemized receipt.
when you're going through, was it worth it? Yeah, going to UT. I'm sure it turns out it was worth it for some people.
The athletic fee wasn't worth it. In the Charlie Strong days, I'll tell you that.
In
case you're wondering.
I wasn't. If you tell me you went to Texas during the Charlie Strong days, I can't imagine a lot of things going on with the athletic program worth it, at least when it came to football.
I deserve this.
What, this this current Sark run?
Yeah. I got out the mud.
You didn't do anything.
I laid the foundation.
A foundation of what?
I was in there screaming my lungs out.
Were you there for the Kansas loss?
Tyrone Swoops. That was in Kansas.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't make
Herman lost. You're right. Herman lost at home to Kansas, right?
Actually, Steve Sarkisian did in year one.
Oh, so many Kansas losses, I'm confused. So Herman doesn't have one of those on his resume?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Think how far you come.
4-0 in his 4 years against Kansas.
Sark lost at home to Kansas, and now look at you. You just never know, right? You never know. All right, we got a couple more segments to go before we wrap it up. We didn't even get to the train thing. We'll get to that when we come back. The Astros through the Chronicle. It almost looks like the Chronicle wasn't given access and they took photos through a window. But I'm going to go with the Astros gave them a sneak peek. And we now know what the train will look like. We'll get to that. I know that was on the top of people's minds. What possibly could they do to change the train now that we have a new sponsor? And Daikin Park. We'll get to that and a couple other things before we wrap it up today here at East River 9. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's Del Olalea.
We have the visuals of what that train will look like. And if you thought there'd be baseballs, giant ones in the back of it, you were right. There are going to be giant baseballs in the back of the train. The difference will be this year, it'll have different logos from Astros history. You know, that compilation logo that's on the City Connect jerseys, that's going to be on some baseballs. You'll have Orbit on them baseballs. The patches, or at least the logo of their championships in 22, I think I saw the 17 one in there as well. They're on the baseball. So just those baseballs will be there to remind you of Astros' present and the past, and, of course, the big giant green mascot will be there as well. I don't know officially what the train will look like, but from what I can tell, those are what the baseballs in the back will look like. So I guess if you go to the ballpark or watching it on Space City Home Network today, you'll be able to see that in full. So that answer and that story is out there for you. If you want to look, I think it's from the Chronicle. Yeah, it's from the Chronicle. That's where I saw it. So we have our answers there. Yeah, I see the 25th anniversary logo there. Also, yeah, the World Championship logos, an old Astros logo. Yeah, so that's what it'll be on the baseballs. And it'll be sponsored by Phillips 66. So if you cared about that, that's for you. That's there for you as well. Sean, have you ever been in a car that's gone over 107 miles, over 100 miles per hour? Like either, I'm not going to ask you to snitch on yourself that you're driving the car, but have you ever been in a car that's gone that fast?
I don't think so. I gotten up in the 90s. I don't know if I've passed triple digits.
I was trying to think. Even when I was being stupid and I had like a Tudor coupe, did I ever try? Not that the car had a lot of horsepower, but hey, there's nobody around. Let's see if I'll do it. I don't think I ever got to 100. And I bring it up because that was the miles per hour reached by Nitro Tuggle. And if you guess he played for the University of Georgia, you'd be right because that's kind of what they do there. 107 miles per hour before he was stopped and arrested by the police. This was back on March 19th. So he's just one of many Georgia players to break the law when it comes to driving. And the vehicle was operating 42 miles per hour above the speed limit, according to the report. And that's why he was placed under arrest. Yeah, I don't. He was probably
kind of ticky-tack, if you ask me.
You think? I did catch a ticket for going like 20 plus, and this was back when I was younger and dumber. And it was like 3 a.m., but I was driving. I think I was in Kima or something, going back to League City, coming over the bridge or something there. And the police officer pulled me over. He goes, "Hey, you know, I could arrest you for this, right?" I was like, "Actually, no, officer. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I'm only like 22 years old. I had not looked up all the laws when it came to driving." And so in this case, the officer did arrest the Georgia football player. And Tuggle's been suspended by Kirby Smart along with one other player as well. So
that'll teach him.
Well, it didn't teach anyone else. It didn't teach anyone else. And the other player, Marquise Easley, who was suspended indefinitely, he also was in a car-related incident where he wrecked his Dodge Charger and he ran it into a power distribution box in an apartment complex. So Kirby had to suspend him too. Now, we have gone several years of this being a Georgia thing, and Kirby will tell you that they've done all they could to try to remove this type of culture from the program. Kirby does a lot of good things. Can coach a football team, can put a defense together, can certainly recruit. This one, some things aren't in your bag, Sean. And directing your program and the players in the program not to commit driving infractions is not part of Kirby's bag. I don't know if he needs to find someone who can get that across. Maybe remove the – actually, I'm not sure about this one. Is it a good idea to have the racing game in the facility or not? Because you would think in some ways you give them the video game, it may get all that stuff out of them, or they think, let's do the real thing. I don't know where I stand there. Apparently, they may need to go oppo because putting it in the facility hasn't helped.
Yeah. No one's ever like, hey, let's get more, you know, if something bad happens. Hey, let's get some more violent video games in the mix. That's normally okay. Normally how things don't go.
Point made.
Listen, I'm not shutting it down, but I don't, if I'm Kirby Smart, I'm like, hey, listen, guys. Obviously, this is bad. Very bad stuff. Do you want to keep winning 10, 11 games every year?
Oh, if he's talking to the AD or
listen,
the boosters?
Everyone has their talents. Mine is winning, again, 10 or 11 games basically every year. One of my faults, because nobody's perfect, one of my faults as Kirby Smart, my guys like to drive fast, and there's nothing I can do. Sorry.
So, Sean, you are considered a good recruiter if we go by our dynasty. Now, they have filters where you can go after a power rusher. And by dynasty, I mean CFB25 on PS5. You can go after a power rusher or a speed rusher. You can go after a zone corner or a man corner. There is no filter for driving infractions, linebacker or anything.
No.
I guess you cannot filter out. You can't. Who knows how much they want to lean into reality? You can't. you can't filter that out in the recruiting process if you're Kirby Smart. But somehow other programs have found a way to win a lot of games and not have this type of influence in their program. Like, Michigan will cheat, but none of their guys, at least not at the amount that that Georgia is doing, their guys aren't committing driving infractions. The national champion, Ohio State, they didn't have an influx of guys who were committing these type of infractions. So there is a way to do it. So if you're listening to Kirby Smart, and that's one of his defenses, hey, guys, you want to win, or do you want to have guys who don't commit driving infractions? He can't lean on that. Because I think they're recruiting the same guys. They're recruiting the same guys Ohio State is recruiting, and somehow those guys find a way not to do it.
So to me, there's two different – or there's several different things that this could be. But really, there is, like, two different things. A – Athens Police Department is the most no-nonsense outfit in a college town.
42 miles per hour over the speed limit, and then you drove yourself into a power...
What's it called again? A power conversion unit or whatever.
Power distribution box.
Distribution.
You think the Athens police are too much of a stickler when things like that happen?
I'm just saying, some places... they'll look the other way.
You get away with that in Gainesville. You don't get away with that in Athens.
Gainesville, hey, it has to be pretty documented. We have to catch Jameis Winston on CCTV in the Publix, sticking crab legs into his pants.
That's true.
To get him in trouble.
He was accused of a more egregious crime, and Tallahassee police were like, we got nothing.
Yeah, investigated it, over the course of a, short afternoon. He's good. He's good.
nothing there. So maybe you're correct. Maybe the Athens police, for whatever reason, have decided they're going to take it out on Georgia football players.
Yeah.
Unlike the other college town departments.
All these other places, you never hear about guys driving through power distribution units in apartment complexes. You think Georgia's the only place this happens? Come on.
What about this? What about this theory? That for every one they do catch, there are four others that they don't catch. So, or maybe it's four others that they let go.
Ticky-tack stuff, they're just like, listen.
At some point, the Athens Police Department is like, all right, the guy who was 15 over in a 60, we're going to let go. But you?
Gunnar Stockton, we're good.
Yeah, it could be the starting quarterback. You're rubbing it in our face, Nitro Tuggle. At some point, we got to take a stand. And if you're going to go 42 over... Yeah, stop it! You're high stepping. You're taunting us.
Okay.
At some point, we gotta stop it.
So you bring up a good point that these aren't exactly borderline cases.
No.
That Athens PD is being sticklers for. Then the only other thing I can point to is that there's something unique about Kirby Smart's message to this team that somehow, I'm not saying he's explicitly telling these guys to. Be fast and furious in Athens, but there's something like some hidden subliminal message that just unlocks these guys, and they're, for whatever reason, they think like, hey, we got to play aggressive, we got to play fast, and that's just what they're taught all day, and then after they leave, they hop in their super nice cars, and they're still thinking, hey, we got to be aggressive, got to go fast, hit this power conversion unit fast.
That's a nice theory, but there is no defensive coordinator who has taught college kids who leaves a meeting not saying we got to play aggressive and fast. Everyone says that.
Oh, then I don't know what it is. I don't
exactly.
I don't know how.
This is the point. What is going on there?
I don't know.
How can this be explained?
They're lapping the field in this department.
It's not close, and yet it continues. And I'm sure you ask Kirby Smart. In fact, he's been asked about it several times. He said, "Hey, we're doing all we can," and yet. March 2025, you had to suspend two players for driving incidents. Hey, just keep winning games, man. I would say you better cut it out losing in quarterfinals of the playoff. And you got to make the semifinals for people to continue to accept what you're doing there. So Georgia, more problems when it comes to incidents. But hey, they're going to win a lot of games like they always do. And once the fall hits, no one's going to care. That's just kind of how college football works, and college football in particular works. So, not like that in Austin. They don't do that there.
Too much traffic.
The reason it doesn't happen there. There are no empty roads. There's always construction and there's always traffic. So Sark's program is going to be pretty safe from that. Just keep him off 6th Street, and Sark's going to be good. Okay, we got one more segment to go before we wrap it up here at East River 9. Paul Gallant will join us after that. We get closer and closer to opening day. Excuse me, we're already here, but we get closer and closer to first pitch with the Astros. And the lineup is out. Brendan Rodgers will start at second. Cam Smith is in right. Altuve is in left. So we're getting there with Fromber on the mound. Exciting time here to see some of the new and some of the old mixed together and see what the Astros can do in 2025. But before we get to our final segment, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And listen, we're talking about opening day all day today, and there's precious few hours left to get your season-long projection lineups in for Prize Picks. Once the season starts, you can't add any more season-long projections because the season would have already started. So you got to get it in now. If you think that Jeremy Peña is going to hit more than 14.5 home runs, you can do that on Prize Picks. If you think that Pete Alonso with Juan Soto hitting in front of him in the lineup is going to have more than 100.5 RBI, you get that in your lineup right now. Maybe you don't believe in Aaron Judge to hit his RBI or home run number. You can do that on Prize Picks, but only right now. But then once the game starts, you can still build lineups every day. Every day the Astros are playing, you can pick the highers or the lowers on whatever you want. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 when you sign up or when you use promo code MAPES. Prize Picks, run your game.
ESPN 97.5.
Now to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9 for opening day. Here's Del Olalea.
You can come out here and enjoy opening day at East River 9. That's what some people are doing. Place as the restaurant is opening up, we see people showing up here for lunch. And, of course, you can always play golf as well. The entire station, starting with John Lance, out here all day. Started at 7, we'll go to 6 with Gallant, Paul Gallant following me, and then Joel will be out here, I believe, with Brian, right? Brian's going to be out here?
I don't know. Who knows?
We found out yesterday Sean doesn't look at much if it doesn't affect him, and I understand it.
Am I Brian's keeper?
No, in fact, Brian will be the producer, so he won't be out here. Maybe Joel's doing the show by himself, I'm not sure. Or maybe you'll have a guest host. Not sure about that. But either way, you guys can come out here and enjoy all they have to offer for the tournament and also for opening day. And that brings up something that Sean reminded me of during the break. As part of our celebrating the Astros and opening day, we were tasked, some of us were, with picking our walk-up songs. I don't know if it needs to be a big reveal, but you'll see those. I went with Vince Staples, and yeah, right. I thought, let me go with Long Beach. He's from Long Beach. I grew up there, and it's a good song from his Big Fish Theory album from now maybe 7 years ago. So that was mine. Lance has his. It's more in reference to his clumsiness than anything else, so I guess you'll see that shortly. Sean, did you get asked about your walk-up song?
Nope. I'm not a host. Not important. Sam doesn't care.
Sam, you didn't ask Sean about his walk-up song because he's not a host? She smiles and says no. Well, he says it's because you think he's not important, but you have to take that up with him. He's not going to show up here and just give you that. Sean, who's been up far earlier than he ever wants to be, is going to drive here to East River 9 to get himself into social videos. No. Feels unlikely.
No, it is Chipotle and nap time.
Are you going with the honey Chipotle chicken, or are you going to go with something else?
I think this is too high stakes of a day. I think I just want to single up the middle. Let me halfback dive this. I know what I want. Let me just get normal chicken.
You want to be a back when it's blocked for 3 yards, you'll get 3 yards. You're not going to be one who's going to be looking to break it, and if you read the hole wrong, lose a yard. I get it.
I'm not trying to make any plays here.
Yeah, just get me something. I know what it's going to taste like. I know I'm going to be just cool. I don't want to take any chances.
Give me the third and one, all right?
Understood. You're not play action going deep on third and one. You are handing it. You're handing it to Joe Mixon, picking up the first down. Well, maybe not behind the Texans' offensive line, but a different offensive line, and picking up the first down and going about your day. I respect it. Understand. Sometimes not time for chances.
No, it's 3.0 yards per carry. That's what I'm looking for.
And if you do it four times, you get a first down.
Exactly.
You play Army football. Understood. When it comes to your lunch on days like this. If you are more adventurous, you can come out to East River 9.
Yes.
They've got a wider selection of new things you can try. They let us try their breakfast tacos. They're really good. And if obviously with lunch being a thing right now, you can get a burger, get a nice sandwich. It's all there for you here. Tomorrow, we're trying to figure out where people are going to be, and Sean didn't have an answer, and rightfully so. The guys will be not here, and it won't be a full station thing, but tomorrow it'll be Paul Gallant and the Killer Bees out and about once again.
And Paul Gallant, who hopefully tomorrow will not be delayed by a train, forcing the Delalea show to maybe buy him some time.
Oh, my goodness.
Like he'll need today.
Did you just get that text? Because
I just received for it.
I was the emotions of knowing I was done for the day and planning my lunch.
That's why I had to get it in fast.
Oh, no. I'm glad this didn't hit me in the middle of a break. Like, you know, when I'm wrapping up and you whisper in my ear, oh, by the way, you got to keep going. I just slid in my chair. For people who can't, people who aren't watching on Twitch or Twitter or YouTube, I am now out of view of the camera because I slid down. You can't even see my head anymore. So it hit me, man. I was like, oh, no. Because I know that train. That train could force Paul to be 30 minutes behind schedule. That's how that train operates, because it'll just sit there.
Yeah, let's just shoot for five and then whatever.
Do you think it'll be five?
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
How about this?
You get to leave.
How about this?
You're going to be gone. That's the other thing that's bothering me.
I am only going to be here for five more minutes.
That actually is more bothersome, that you get to go.
Yeah, Brian's here. No train blocking Brian.
Yeah, there are no
trains.
He
can walk in here and take over the reins.
I need
Brian
to be in.
Talk to him about working me.
I need you to suffer. I need Brian to be behind a train or in traffic as well, but apparently that's already been situated. He'll be with us shortly.
Yeah, he's here at the Gal Media Studios, where nothing ever goes wrong.
Nothing.
There's never any random construction or nope. Good.
Yeah, not like people have to go up a different ramp now, because that ramp will be out of commission for the next couple of days. Is there a chance that you will have your Chipotle order before I get out of here, do you think? Have you already used the app to order it?
No, I haven't, because I wasn't sure how long it was going to take.
Okay.
For me to get out of here. So I didn't want to set a time that I wouldn't be able to meet.
Oh, yeah. You got to do the podcast, because we don't have an intern today.
Oh, you have an intern. The
morning show didn't have an intern.
The podcast is up for the morning show, by the way.
Yeah. I know that sometimes I get a tweet about that.
Yeah, I just want to just head those on, because it was delayed. I just want to head that out. Delayed, so much like a certain 97.5 radio host.
So if you missed anything, oh, he's here. He's walking in right now.
Okay, there we go. Show's over, guys.
All right, we can say goodbye. Thanks for that. And Paul and his very nice rainbow Astros jersey. So Gallant is up next, followed by the Killer Bees here at East River 9. And tomorrow, Paul Gallant and the Killer Bees will be at Wild West Brewfest at Typhoon, Texas in Katy. They'll be there from 12 to 6, so you can enjoy the guys out there and see them out there at Typhoon, Texas. Sean, since we're done for the day, both of us, thankfully, at the same time, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did do it. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.